these programs. Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co's G, the only show on the internet where we break down ritual movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down The One. It's got Jet Li, The Transporter, The Multiverse, Delroy Lindo, and Carla Gutions. What else do you need? I've heard it both ways, Rob. I don't know
how to say it properly.
Guggenos. Guggenos. Ryan, take a run at it.
Gugino?
That's better.
I like Guggenos.
Okay. I thought you put a T in there at the beginning.
I might have at some point. Yeah. I might put some. I've heard it both in all the ways we just said. What else do you need?
In a world where there can be more than one man will discover that he is merely one of 125 ones. Starring Jet Li's Jason Statham with hair and Delroy Lindo with hair. Be one with yourself and go 1v1. V1v1. The fate of the multiverse rests in the hands of The One.
But before we get to this movie, let's see if this was The One at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money. Show
The One came out in 2001. Let's see. This came out in November. November of 2001.
All right.
Let's see if you can take a guess how much it cost to make this flick. Your choices are A, $37 million, B, $49 million, C, $61 million, D, $77 million, or E, $123 million.
One is really calling to me.
Is it the $123 million because it's still out there?
The $77 million, of course, or the $37. He's got both my numbers here because he's taunting me. One is correct. I will tell you that because he's messing with me right now. A or D is correct. So which one are you going with?
No.
Yes.
123 is calling to me, but I'm going to half it. And it's around 61 million. So I'm going to say C, 61 million. Right. What are you taking?
Right. We might have lost him.
I think back.
We lost. Okay. And he's back. All right. Yeah.
All right.
You did. So you said, I'm sorry, 61 is what you said?
Yeah.
That's his guess. Yes.
I'm going to have to go 37 million, even though he's trying to get me with his D. It is A is the correct answer.
You guys jumped
half my half. Yeah. Half my half. And you still half me?
Like, yes.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
You guys danced around a little bit. The correct answer is actually B, 49.
I mean, we saw through Rob's ruse a little bit.
So. A little bit. But I was expecting it to hit me with both numbers so that I would have to pick one and be wrong. But I was wrong. I did not read his game correctly.
Yeah. All right. So this movie had a bit of competition. I guess they felt like releasing a ton of movies in November this year.
They always? Thanksgiving?
Like, I guess. I've never had to list this many movies.
Okay.
Like before. Big movies or things like, that are just sticking around, like new release.
I mean, things within the oldest thing I'm going to mention to you has been in the theaters like 6 weeks. Like nothing's kicking around like 37 weeks or anything like that.
They probably delayed some things due to that whole, 9/11 thing. So they probably pushed some things back.
I never forget.
Yes. All right. Okay. That's a good point. Anyway, opening up the same weekend as The One, we have Domestic Disturbance.
Okay.
We have Monsters, Inc.
Sorry. All right. Big hit.
The Domestic Disturbance, he was trying to figure out. That's like Ray Liotta?
This is Travolta, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, no. Never mind. What was that one with? Never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. All right. Go on. Keep going. All Monsters, right. Inc.
So, yeah, Monsters, Inc. came out the same weekend. And the ones kicking around. We got 13 Ghosts in its second week.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We got K-Pax in its second week.
Your boy.
I love the movie, but yeah, he is. Not great. I don't... That's a Jeff Bridges movie, all right?
Yeah, okay.
It's more about the doctor than K-Pax, all right?
We got Riding in Cars with Boys in its third week.
Okay.
From Hell in its third week. Let's see, Riding in Cars with Boys. Let's see who's in that one. This is a Drew Barrymore flick. I don't know who else is in it, but she's on the poster.
All right. I'll take all that.
Right. Yeah, we got From Hell in its third week.
From Hell. That's not.
That's Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I believe you're right.
This took me a minute. I think he's a writer.
I don't remember his profession in the movie.
Yeah. I think like he likes
Jack the Ripper like, thing, right?
Maybe.
Jack the Ripper stuff.
Maybe.
Pretty sure it's a Jack
the Ripper. There's one story where he steals his ideas. He's a writer and he's stealing his ideas and it, you know, it goes bad. It's one of those forgettable early 2000s Johnny Depp movie that's not Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right. We also got Training Day kicking around. It's fifth week.
King Kong ain't got poop on him, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Other things kicking around. We have Bandits in its fourth week.
Bruce Willis.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. Bob. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Serendipity in its fifth week.
John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into the movies at this point. Like I've
seen a lot. You're seeing them all. We got The Last Castle in its third week.
Love it.
Did we just talk about that one recently?
We did just talk about The Last Castle like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Corky Romano in its fourth week.
Love it.
Yeah, I mean fantastic there's a ton of good movies this week. Yeah.
Let me get some rum raisin.
Yeah, yeah. We got a pistachio. All right. We got Don't Say a Word in its sixth week.
What's Don't Say a Word?
That's Michael Douglas and, what's her name? Brittany Murphy. That's who I was thinking of. Yes, Brittany Murphy.
I might have seen it. I don't know. Wait, is Michael Douglas banging Brittany Murphy in this movie?
I'm going to say no. I honestly don't
remember. I'm going to say the movie, their age gap is no. Real different.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. All right. I don't think it's that kind of movie. But And we got Zoolander in its sixth. So a ton of stuff. Ton of stuff out there.
What a time to be alive. All right, the one did not beat a lot of those movies. There's a lot of heavy.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot of heavy. It's just a lot of stuff, right?
Well, all right, Zoolander's in a 6 week. Monsters, Inc. is big. Different audiences. Yeah. What action movies?
That's what I'm saying. There wasn't a lot. Like 13 Ghosts, not an action movie. You know, like who's taking from this audience?
I'm sorry. What week in November was this?
This is the first weekend in November.
First week. People are still seeing 13 Ghosts. It's a Halloween horror. People are still going.
I don't know. I think this probably still did fairly well. You know, top five?
I was going to say five at the highest, I think. I mean, that Michael Douglas, Brittany Murphy banging movie's got to be at least number two.
and it cost $49.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm assuming this made money. I'm going to say it made $77 million. Not a huge hit, but made some respectable cash.
I'm going to say it made $102 million. Wait, right. International. Wait, I want to
We're talking worldwide. We're talking worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Gently, huge star overseas. This movie made $150 million.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I'll stick at 77. It sounds like a nice number.
This movie did come in second this week.
Oh, second. Behind Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc. is the only movie that beat it, and it crushed it. But Monsters, Inc. was huge.
I think Monsters, Inc. was crushing everything.
Yeah, it crushed everything that week, of course. Let's see. And it made worldwide $72 million.
Yeah.
And it pulls it out.
That's right.
It made only $28 million internationally.
Was it not released in China?
Let me see.
I know you can't.
It doesn't tell me that. Sometimes they tell me where it was released. Oh, okay. It does not in this case.
See, this a Jackie Chan movie at this time. Vin Diesel with his Fast and the Furious releases that they get John Cena to apologize just so they can make extra money in China now. All right. It didn't win, but it came in second. Said, what are you fucking me up? All right. Let's go to a break and we'll come back with a breakdown right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. You call it murder. How could I murder myself? 123 times.
All right, we're back from that break. it's time to start breaking down the one, the Jet Li movie, which introduced the world to the concept of a multiverse long before Marvel ever did it.
It's true. Very limited multiverse, but, you know, multiverse nevertheless.
There's like 124, 25.
Put him in a lot of wigs and stuff to show you the different.
Yeah. Did you want to see? I wanted to see more shenanigans of like a different Jason Statham in the different universes they're going to.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he's doing this American accent. Just have him be British in one.
They had the other, what's his name?
Dalroy Lindo. Yeah, but just one and
right.
Get one. You get several Jet Lis. I mean, you get to see Sven Jet Li on the picture.
I mean, that's where they showed you a lot. They wanted to made him.
I guess you get a bunch of versions of his wife. You get the nice wife. Yeah. You get the vet wife at the end, and then the Jessica Rabbit lookalike one when she sneaks the rat in. So he's banging evil Jet Li is banging Jessica Rabbit in that universe, right?
That was my
opinion. Yeah. Yeah. Is he going to try and get back to her after he becomes a god? Like, what is his end game besides killing all the others so he's the one? I know he wants to be the one. He's very specific and upfront about it.
Maybe he hasn't thought about it after the one. He's so focused on being the one.
He's banging because I'm assuming he feels like he can bang anything he wants once he's a god. So
he can just jump around to universes and just bang that same chick over and over again.
God, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's the theory. That's the premise he's running with, what some people believe. But if you got this guy, and again, you're going to make me jump to the end before we even talked about like the basically, from what I understand from this multiverse, is it's linked to Jet Li's character. And every time one's killed, it becomes like the quickening and the remaining get more strength. So now they're down to two.
Right.
And they're worried that if he actually becomes a one, the universe could collapse. Right. Like it may destroy every universe. Right. That was time cops or whatever they called themselves. So why do you send him to a prison that's not restrictive? He could be killed by the hundreds of hordes of prisoners.
You mean the Mortal Kombat prison?
Yes. Where then the other guy, even though they send him off to Funtime Future World or whatever, so he can have a chance.
The safest city on the planet or whatever they send him.
He would then become the one if they send him to be killed by an angry mob of 1,000 prisoners.
Yeah, I mean.
The universe could collapse. It would like.
Yeah. If they thought that was a serious possibility, yeah, you're absolutely right.
That was the plan. Not a great plan.
They floated that theory out. The time. Yeah. What were the time cops' names? It wasn't time cops. It was
No, it's like multiverse agents or whatever.
Yeah. Temporal agents.
They had to have a better place to send the end scene. No,
they really should have put them on ice like Minority Report or something. Like both of them, just you're shut down.
Oh, I thought you like Demolition Man, where you can just eat like food
or
off
that
them,
too.
Like, make tables out of them.
Yeah. All right.
A very weird place to send him if you're worried about the universe unfolding because one of these two dies.
Yeah. Couldn't bad Jet Li just wait for like old age for the good Jet Li to just die, and then he just becomes the one?
But even more point, you've got to put him in stasis or something. Like you can't have him just put him in the safest place imaginable, and then old age dies, and one becomes the one.
It's just a good one. It's and clone the good one, and I imagine once you clone them, their powers would start reducing. So you just make 1,000 more funny, friendly
things. Would that work? Yeah, would that work? I don't.
They don't fold up a magazine to tell me if this would work, but I assume my theory is you want to create more and reverse this godlike.
Okay. That's another question I have. They're not time traveling. They're jumping between dimensions. Yes.
And they're opening a wormhole, right? Like so.
Right. But it's a parallel universe.
Right.
At the end, Jet Li gets sent to a place where he's not with his wife, so they never. I guess he didn't exist in this universe.
There might be he was already killed.
He's already been killed.
Okay, he's already been killed in that one, and she's over it. She can't be with him. If she saw her husband come in with a dog, she'd lose her fucking mind at the end of this movie.
It's clearly one they never met.
Yeah. Okay. And what's his name knew that because maybe it was like gay Jet Li in that universe, right?
Oh,
like,
okay. Okay.
Like, and you know, so
okay. Second question: When they go back to when they first travel and you meet Gabe,
yes,
and they're redoing the prison thing.
Yeah,
is that not time travel, or did they just have a different release date for this? Because it's the exact same prisoner transport.
Of this was the same in that one. The variant was the same. Yeah, I mean,
it was just a coincidence.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a coincidence.
Like they, you know, they did the prisoner thing, and you know, Gore and Bush.
Yes, it's just for our benefit. That's just for the
It was just so we understood.
Look, remember, this was the first movie really diving into the multiverse or one of the first. Like, they have to spoon feed it out. And otherwise, they're going to lose people quick. You know,
I felt they were also dabble a little bit of time travel in there. And I was like, you can't be doing that when you said it's parallel.
Yeah.
If you can pick where you open your wormholes and you can go back to any time you want, fine. I'm okay with that.
Different universes.
Multiverse. You need a whole nother agency for that one.
Also, no one can shoot at all in this movie.
Careful, you idiot. I said across her nose, not up it.
I say, the practical effect, and I'm proud of it because I watched some behind-the-scenes stuff that he gave us and whatever, looked like trash. It really did.
They try so hard, right?
They tried very hard on what they should have, focused on the fighting. And I will make the argument that trying to Americanize this took it down several notches. The bullet time, the rope work, all that stuff. And watching those videos that I saw, because I watched a few behind the scenes videos, they were going for that to attract more American audiences. And I remember the Matrix
time.
I remember it with no one would go to the theater without it, but I feel like it hurt the shit out of the movie. Like, the fighting still looked good. The scenes still look good. But man, I don't want to see bullet time ever again in my life.
What about Matrix 5 when that comes out in 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, if it's in a Matrix sequel, okay. But like...
Oh, so they own it.
Yes. I just don't... Right. It was too much.
Right now, I don't think a lot of people are doing bullet time anymore.
Thank God. I mean, let's be real.
I think if it came back in something, like if John Wick did it for some reason...
I mean, sparingly. If you sprinkle a little
bit... It'd be quaint and you'd be like, oh, that takes me back in time.
It's like just about as bad as your internal engine stuff in your saga movies that you love, where it shows flames going through the gas. Like that kind of shit.
You need it. I need to know how fast the car is going. The car can't go without fire.
I feel like if they just concentrate on... And they needed some VR for this one because they had the two laws fighting. You know, like it.
Yeah.
You needed to do it. And I think they did a pretty excellent job for the time frame, except when it went to except when it went to like the ultimate rope work, like when it was
there's a really cool looking shot where during the final fight where like sparks are falling over Gabe, and
awesome. I will give them that.
Looked great the first, and then they go back to it and he's a little out of sync, but the original like 10 seconds of it is an amazing shot and it looks fantastic.
And I know you'll disagree on me, the soundtrack was bullshit.
I was just about to get to how fucking great the soundtrack was, except when they're playing Get Down with the Sickness.
All of
it. And it's only the part.
Oh, my.
Repeatedly. God. Like, they loved the beginning part of that song and only the beginning part of that song. It was a very weird choice.
Thought they had the best turn of the century rock sound, which
Drowning Pool.
I know. It's like, let the bodies hit the floor coming out. I was like, I was like, this is awful. Like, it was just...
You know who was into this soundtrack?
You!
No doubt. Besides me, Mrs. Undefeated Champion was like, this is a good soundtrack.
I like those songs. You never liked those songs? Or you just didn't like them in this?
I didn't like them in this movie. I really don't like when movies put in the very popular songs of the day. I think it ages them out and it takes away. I never liked it. Like that thing where Reagan always tries to tell me in the new Star Trek where they put in... Sabotage or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Sabotage. Beastie Boys save the galaxy, man.
Stupid. I don't want it. I don't want it. That. I think.
Oh, I think you're going to want it around May the 4th.
Songs I like, you know, unless it's a. It makes sense to that, you know, music. I don't know. And I guess it took place this month.
Right. Drowning Pool 100. He was making bodies hit the floor.
I feel like that song is timeless.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah. I mean, for
something has to give.
There are
like, this song is perfect.
Probably call this one of the like top tier soundtracks ever because of all the, there were a lot of hits on it, but
it just,
I wish it wasn't in there. That's just me. I know you guys agree with me on it. I don't, I
highly disagree. I love the soundtrack. I was like, this is a fantastic soundtrack. Play all the Disturbed song. Not just a part. It was weird. It's very distracting also for the prison escape. The wormhole technology, I think, would give people PTSD.
Oh, my God. Yes, you would not want to do that.
Like, when they make their first escape in front of all those cops and three guys are just screaming and ripped apart into nothing, I don't think you could go back to work the next day in that original universe.
Well, maybe they've got, like, a Minute Black squad to go in and flash them, you know, whatever.
They never mention it. And
That's honestly, unimportant to this story.
Really, because at the end of this movie... Jason Tatum's just like, that's a shitty order, but don't worry, I'll send him back where he needs to go. Yes. Don't check work over here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing what you want, and boss. You know what?
It's also so fucking convenient. There is such a limited number of universes they've hampered themselves with. But of course there's one that's just perfect for him to go to. You know, it's
his wife just died, I don't know, 3 hours ago.
Is he really going to be happy in that universe, Rob?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not his wife. Just because she looks like your wife doesn't mean it. I've watched Mirror Mirror. I know how it works in the Star Trek universe. You can't trust somebody who looks like somebody you know.
Worse than that, it could be like your doctor is now like the librarian and your mailman is now like the president of the United. Like, you're going to like everybody you're going to see be like, hey, Chuck. He's like, who's Chuck? Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a real messed up, lonely world.
It's going to be an adjustment, but he still has the same dog. Although not his dog, but still a good dog. Like I believe he could definitely learn to love that dog immediately.
Sure, I think But
like I said, his wife just died in front of him.
Yes,
And he's bouncing right back, smiles, roll the credits.
Yes, that's true for the producer's note. He also has superhuman strength.
I mean, it's
He's just going to become a superhero.
Or he'll take over that world, right?
Like, but he's the good guy. He's the good guy.
What if his new wife?
He's not going to get corrupted by that at all.
Does the power corrupt absolutely? Or
and if
no, Gabe is a good soul. He's good. He's good.
Because he had his original wife. What if this new wife is a real bitch?
I mean, she's going to corrupt him. She's going to turn him to the dark.
Like she might be a terrible person in this universe who likes killing dogs behind the scenes.
So what's his backstory? Because she's going to see him and be like, oh, I noticed you have a wedding ring tan. What happened? And he's going to be like, oh, somebody shot my wife like 3 hours ago. But
Don't worry, your pretty little head, baby. Here, put on this dress. We're going out. The dog's fine. We're going to fuck. Don't worry about it.
He's like, I don't know if I have one in this universe. I mean, he's really got to think fast on his feet.
Yeah. Oh, man.
When he's getting his MRI, jumping back a little bit with his real wife.
Yeah.
Who did you guys?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, trust him. I mean, they're in love. Of course you trust him. Did you recognize the hospital that from a famous television show?
No, but I read about it. I know.
Okay.
Chicago Hope or Grey's Anatomy.
No, neither, Ryan. Okay, at a Sacred Heart Hospital from Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
And I recognized it immediately. I was like, but they were shooting Scrubs at the same time. But I think they were probably just not shooting at that time. It was all ready to go. So now that next time I watch Scrubs, I know Gabe is running around that hospital fighting for his life, trying to get a gun in the MRI machine. The last place you want to have a gun.
Oh, speaking of guns, what do you think of the future guns?
Hate them.
You know, do you like the little targets they projected on the...
What do they mean? They don't ever shoot anyone with them.
No, because... Well, here's the thing. They could have shot, right? They constantly...
He could have shot Gabe at the end. Yeah.
At the end, he definitely could have multiple times. He decided against it. But if you had an organization that's like, okay, go get this guy. Do not kill him. You think they'd give him something other than lethal weapons to use? Like, where's the stun guns?
He has that one gun that's firing like 30 rounds a second or something like that. That no one shoots. Don't shoot it. That's gonna cost more money.
And I would have been shooting that guy's feet out like crazy. Like I'm not gonna kill him. I'll just keep shooting below the knee, slow him down, shoot his hand. Like
okay, I know he's super strong. That's true. Like if you Oz him, get a big 25-pound weight and just like hit him in the back of the neck and cripple him. I think they did that on Oz, didn't they?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yes.
Yeah. You know, you just cripple somebody.
Or cut his Achilles tendons, like slash him.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want him to make the Sacramento Kings. Fuck that guy. He thinks he's better than me. He's trying to be the 12th man on the Kings.
Guard? He's a guard? He wasn't a prisoner. He was a guard.
No, he was a guard, yeah. But he upstaged Rick Fox, who was the prisoner. And the other prisoners didn't like that. So they threw some pee-pee and shit in his face. And while he was cleaning his face, they cut his Achilles. And then I think he got addicted to drugs or something on the show.
Yeah, did he end up being a prisoner at some point or something like that?
No, I think he takes his own life at some point. Like, I was just a fucking downer of a show, man. Like, I almost made the NBA and then took it. It was just gone.
Yeah. No, but I mean, going back to the one, why can't they just injure him, slow him down a little bit, make the fight a little fair? Like, just
he might. I would assume he just has like super fast healing.
I guess, but I think you'd still slow him down enough to get him back to put him on a prison island where you're gonna have him killed anyways.
Yeah, no, he's gonna win that. He's nobody's bitch. He told you that when he got there. And I was like, that's a great line. I don't know why there's like this Mortal Kombat temple.
I don't know why that was there at all. They just thought it looked cool.
It does. It does. It looks cool. I didn't understand Hades universe at all. Is the whole universe just prisons?
Yeah, it's like Escape from LA or Escape from New York, prison colony. They just launched them there. Yeah. And apparently there's just a pyramid they built for some reason.
To fight on top of. Also, if a guy shows up and immediately is like, I'm going to fuck all you guys up if you come near me. And he fucks up, I don't know, the first 150.
Hey, you think you're going
to
keep going?
Yeah, are you going to keep climbing up a pyramid to go get your face kicked in?
I'm not going to sit around and just let you live. What are you going to do? Instantly go down on your knees and like pucker your mouth and hope that he just wants to be proud for a service?
$12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
I think if you don't fuck with him, he's going to try and get out of there. He's trying to be the one. I can't help him become the one.
Yeah, but he's just angry. I mean, he's killing people. You think he's going to stop?
I think they're only killing him. He's only fighting them because they try and fuck with him.
Right. I think you better donate your services and be like...
if it came down to that or fighting him?
Need a bitch?
I'm definitely his bitch. I'll be like, yeah, I'll show you what I got, man. I'll give you everything immediately.
I don't know. The prison was weird.
Yeah, okay. They send depressed Gabe. If they had sent him to the Haiti... Is he fighting there, or is he just giving up?
I think he would not engage a fight, but they would start fighting him, and then he would have to. It wouldn't be like, bring it, bitch. It'd be like, please don't make me do this. And then they'd come, and he'd having to fight his way out. But I think actually almost would have been the better story to send Friendly to the prison, because then the bad guy would have to.
Did you just call him Friendly?
No, Friendly. I didn't.
I thought it was like Friend / Lee.
Light versus dark. Like, what do you want me to call it? Like.
It's fine. I get it now. It just sounded like you hyphenated it, and I liked it.
You send the light to the prison, and then the bad guy has to go to that prison to find Killen to be the one. So
okay,
it's much.
That was gonna be another question. Do you guys want to? Once they got to this prison planet, and he's like, everybody's gonna be my bitch. I definitely just want to see a sequel of him trying to get off prison planet.
I think you just need to put him in carbonite. I don't get the prison planet again, but yeah,
but that might kill him.
Yeah,
they weren't sure when they froze Han Solo if it would work.
It was a test. You're right. True that. That'd be something like that. But
yes, but I don't think you're going to test it if killing him might end the universe. You're not going to do that test.
Yeah. I think you definitely could do a sequel with him trying to, with Leavel trying to, you know, get back to Friendly in the other universe, you know, after he beats up everyone in the prison planet, somehow finding a way to do it. And then you could go to that Barbie.
Couldn't you drug him? What's the drug they give women in labor?
Epidural?
Yeah, can't you give Jet Li an epidural and then he can't fight you? He can't kick you.
First off, you have to sit real still because they like spinal tap you for that. So it's not like...
Okay, all right, so there's a downside.
Yeah.
But like we grab him, we hold him real tight. Like how still do you have to sit? Perfectly still or is there some wiggle?
It wears off. It's like a nerve block, right? Like it wears off after a while. So that would only be.
We just need him down for 3 minutes.
Oh, I thought you wanted to permanently put it.
Well, then we can hook up an IV of whatever and keep, you know, put him in a coma.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that, but I don't think an epidural is a great weapon that you think it. It's not.
All right, I'm trying to think outside the box. We are in a hospital. We can't have guns. Maybe there are epidurals laying around I could throw at him.
Sedatives around that could be, you know, administered with a needle, and you always see them like when the mental hospital they come up and they shoot, like stab the patient in the leg or the butt, and they like pass.
Sure, you know, Sarah Connor, Crank, he finds a bunch of stimulants.
I don't know.
He starts taking adrenaline.
Dear God, if that's gonna work, I don't know if that works. You need to have like a powerful lasso, like a electro lasso that holds him in place,
Or taser gun, or.
Something they've used in a Marvel movie at some point, some, you know, Magneto container or Hulk container or something that gets them in there. And
I don't think putting them in a plastic prison is really going to stop the one.
They had to find something for the one.
Oh, I thought you meant actually use Magneto's prison.
Yeah, bitch! Magnets!
Oh. I think he could just get out of the plastic prison.
Probably could.
I mean, do you remember how Magneto got out, Ryan, in X2?
I saw it.
Yeah. Mystique banged a guy and put a bunch of iron in him.
Oh. Is that how he did it?
Yeah, and then he took it out of his blood, and he could make, like, little foot pads.
Mm-hmm.
Mystique, always. She's a changeling also. Back to a previous conversation. That was not on air. Don't worry, we're always talking about Changelings in different shows.
And how Ray put the bag of all
that. Yeah.
Odo.
You can't say you wouldn't bang a change. A changeling could literally be anything you're in the mood for.
What if you knew that changeling in one form, like Odo, for a long time? Like, you were really friends, and he's like, dude, I'll be whatever you want tonight.
And we're stranded, like, on a desert planet or something for, like, a week.
Right? You're having some drinks in...
Okay.
Sports bar. He's like, hey,
right,
man.
Right.
I'm feeling a little way. I know you probably don't want me in this form, but how about I give you a little...
Lucy Liu from Lucky Number 11.
We just go.
Yeah, we're definitely banging. Our relationship is going to be weird the next day.
That is messed up.
But that is just... That's the ultimate friendship. That's just two bros broing out, banging a little bit, and then we'll just go back to our Deep Space Nine jobs.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I think I would...
I'll sell Yamek Root on the promenade, and he'll go back to, you know, keeping Law and Order. We'll always have that one crazy night behind the Klingon restaurant, or wherever we decide to bang. Those are all accurate Deep Space Nine references. I know. It's a great show. All right, back to the one. Changeling's got us again.
But you could take the Changeling argument. Like, if you were the evil, Jet Evil.
Yeah.
You were in there. You'd take some time out of your day. You know you're being pursued and whatever. Would you try to bang his wife in that universe? Like, when she thought it was him up in the attic versus down below, would you be like...
I think time was... like,
you had time. Like,
okay.
You, all these Jet Lees, like, throughout the multiverses.
Oh, I would definitely be trying to bang all of them. Like, it's like Pokemon.
I want to be the very best.
You would. You'd try to collect them all. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that when I was watching this movie. I'd be like, if he was to die, he would definitely not only kill the guy, but have to... with his wife before he wormholed to the next unit.
Yeah, what's the French guy from Cheers? I'm going to steal your girlfriend, Woody. That guy. That's what I'm doing.
You just have to pretend you're the other guy. Like, you put on the bad blonde wig or something like that. You go.
I think it'd be hard for some of them.
Yeah. Well, some of them aren't even together. I'm talking like where.
Well, you'd have to know their lives are so different across all the.
That's part of the challenge. You get good at your game. You like you figure it out. Yeah,
I'm trying to think. Would he murder them if he messed up something? He does. As soon as she figures out it's not him, he's like, "I'm gonna take that gun and kill you with it anyway. You might as well just give it to me."
He's just trying to become a god. Lives are meaningless. He could just get rocket launchers or something and just blow up everybody in the vicinity of the other, the friendly.
Well, that brings me back to the second time we go through the prisoner thing.
Yeah,
he does the same plan again. He doesn't change it up or anything. I know it worked kind of the first time.
I mean, that was a bad plan to begin. I mean,
it was. He got shot at a lot.
Right. Yes. But it was cheap to redo the scene, right? Like, you already shot this scene.
They already had the costumes and the guns.
Yep.
When he kills the first lawless Jet Li,
yeah,
and he looks at the dead body and he does like this celebration dance. All the cops are just watching him.
Very weird.
Celebrate. Yeah. And they're like, do you think they were just stunned that the guy like double fist pumped? And they were confused. They're like, that's fucking weird.
Guy, psycho. Right?
Like, and then Jet Li realizes they're watching his private celebration. He's like, I got to get out of here. And then he moves real fast.
I've never seen anyone move that fast.
Yes.
Did you like the speed up and all that?
I like some of it. Some of it looked better than others, but I think they did a
pretty... The motorcycles didn't look great. I remember that from the trailer.
I think it looked as good as you could do for that technology. And it was was new enough to me that it wasn't... Like, the stuff that bothered me seemed to be redos of other movies that did it better, right? Like, that was part of my problem with seeing it. Like, they were trying to copy other people's work, not doing it well, not concentrating on what they did really well. And it seemed like, with the motorcycles, at least for me, I hadn't seen it. And it looked like they were actually trying some, you know, new VR stuff. And it worked for me.
Yeah.
Just more when I saw effects that I know were done in movies like The Matrix and stuff better recently before that they tried to copy and didn't look good. I was like, I wish they hadn't done that, if that makes
sense. Sure.
So I didn't mind the motorcycle and him like smashing that motorcycle cop or whoever, sandwiching him in between it. I had a bad day, right? Like, but it was cool.
All right. Let's see. What haven't we talked about? Oh, they're final. Did you think it took way too long for the two characters, good and bad, to finally fight each other?
Yeah, but they wanted that. They wanted the confusion, obviously, because they dressed in the same and everything. You know,
yeah.
They wanted to play that little, like, who is it, you know, and then we get the ring. But yes, but that final fight
is awesome.
everything. It's kind of worth the price of admission, right? Like, that's, they almost, they leave you wanting it so bad. You're like, ah, finally, here it is. Like, this is what we've been seeing.
And right? It's awesome.
Yeah.
The entire time. And I was like, we could, I wish they'd given us, you know, little teases throughout.
Well, you could have taken out the time cops almost all together and just had them fighting more, but you kind of needed them for the audience to explain.
Yeah, he had to explain to Gabe what's happening. If not, Gabe is just having his own.
He's fighting himself, and he doesn't know why.
Well, I think he would just think he's going insane.
Which he thought a little bit, right? And that's why I trust him a heck of a lot, because he's like, yeah, you notice I've been a little bit different lately, but I just saw myself, and he murdered a bunch of people, and
I could feel him.
Cool, babe. Let's. I got you. Like, I'm like.
Well, she does take him to the hospital right after that. Where she's like, "You got to get a CAT scan, man."
Didn't you want to come in here? Since we're talking about the fight, and I know it's lost on us. And if we don't really give it what it deserves, he'll be annoyed in editing.
Because we talked about more changeling shit than the fighting.
All right, game on, good guys. Actually, but not game on. I'm popping in a little bit early. What I wanted to do was just give you a quick little primer on the different martial arts styles that were employed in this movie. Because if I think that for most people, this might be new information. These styles aren't really used in too many movies. This is definitely the first time that it was used in like a big Hollywood production. And you guys didn't mention earlier, but that's one of the things that Jet Li brought to the picture when they got Jet Li to be in the movie. Because the original concept was for The Rock to be in the movie. It was supposed to be a Rock vehicle. So you could imagine the fighting styles would have been very different. Once they got Jet Li, they were able to really drill down and find some unique styles that hadn't been shown to American audience. So in Chinese martial arts, there's two very broad categories, external styles and internal styles. The external styles, stuff that you've already seen in a bunch of movies. You've seen Jackie Chan do things like Hung Gar and Donnie Yen use Wing Chun recently. These are all different styles that are considered external martial arts styles. Usually, like, the strength is derived from getting physically strong, right? The power is developed by the muscles in your arms, and like your strength is literally the strength in your punch. These are all external martial arts styles. There's another school of styles called internal martial arts styles, which aren't really as focused on that type of power. They're about cultivating power from within, like different stance work, redirecting your opponent's energy back at him, things like that. You've seen it probably, the most famous one you've seen, it's always used in like training montages and stuff like that when somebody is trying to show that they're meditating and figuring things out, which is Tai Chi. You've seen you've seen Dalton do it in Roadhouse, right? He was doing Tai Chi. There's a whole bunch of external martial arts styles. There's really three main ones that are internal, and that's Tai Chi, which you see people do in the park and you've seen in Roadhouse, and then the two styles that are represented in this movie, which is Xing Yi, which is what Jet Li does, right? And it's all about straight lines, moving in a straight line, and it's sort of their way of giving you like a visual shorthand in the fighting style, because he's willing to go straight through everybody to get to his goal, right? And then all of his movements, everything is about him moving in a straight line. You see him practicing it in the prison cell at the MVA. And then for friendly, it's a style called Bagua Zhang, which is all about circles and being able to deflect, dodge, move around your opponent. And that's basically, it's just those two styles are supposed to represent the two different forces in the movie of the good guy and the bad guy. And I just thought that it was interesting and noteworthy, because it's not something that you've seen in big American action movies. You know, like the different martial artists who end up getting famous and then having movies where, and then starring in movies, they usually bring their own style. I mean, Steven Seagal, which we've talked about recently, he popularizes Aikido, right? When Chuck Norris got big, all of his movies, he's using Tang Soo Do. The different styles that you've seen, like Jackie Chan brings a lot of different Kung Fu styles. Donnie Yen, when he's starting the whole Ip Man saga, all four. I think there's four. Movies. Yeah, there's a bunch.
Do another one.
He's using a style, a Chinese martial arts style called Wing Chun. So there are all of these different styles, and then they sort of become like the flavor of the month, right? Karate was big after Karate Kid. Chuck Norris made Taekwondo and Tang Soo Do really big. You see a bunch of schools opening up. Jackie Chan gets big. You see a lot of Kung Fu schools opening up. The Matrix really popularized Kung Fu and that style of wire work. And these are just two styles that typically people don't see and aren't known about. Actually, you've seen, since the one came out, there have been a few other movies that used Friendly's style, the Bagua style. It's been in the Grandmaster, several other movies. But to date, there's very few movies that actually, another big one is Avatar, The Last Airbender. The airbending style is based around Friend Li's style, the Bagua genre style. But you still don't see the one that the bad guy used pretty much anywhere. So I thought that was worth mentioning.
Well, after you mentioned it, I went back and rewatched the entire movie, but I was really paying attention during that slide. And before, I was just watching it and being like, cool, cool. And then I watched that you explained it to me. And it's beautiful. It's great. It's a very enjoyable fight.
Right. Initially, during that big fight, he's still trying to avenge TK. He's angry. He's actually not really using that style. He's sort of fighting him head on. And it's straight line versus straight line. But the evil Li is better at it. And he's beating him. Once he is basically knocked out, when all of the sparks are falling down and he sees the wedding ring, and then he thinks about his wife and he remembers what he's really about, he's able to refocus, change styles, and he's fighting the head-on attack with his circular style. And then there's that whole thing where he refers to his wife as his center. It just reminds him who he is, and he's not that guy. He's not going to go through and avenge TK because, as Funch said, if he does, it might end the universe, and it's not worth that. So he's actually going to save him from the explosion, and he ends up being the good guy. And it turns out that he's willing to let go of his thirst for revenge in order to hopefully save the multiverse
until he dies of old age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he does get his wife back, so his he now has an off center, I guess. He's almost there. If she, it's the 51st dates thing again. Like, he has to get this chick to fall in love with him all over again in the sequel. So it's going to be, the sequel's going to be two movies. They're never going to meet. One is like a rom-com of Gabe trying to get the new TK to fall in love with him, intercut with a Mortal Kombat tournament to the death, escape from Alcatraz type movie. It's going to be great. It's going to be called The 1-2. No. One part two, maybe?
One plus one.
Oh, I like that. The one plus one.
Great. Mike is like, has some different, like, what if she like snort laughs or something and he can't like take it? He's like, oh my God, this multiverse sucks.
What if she's the tidiest bit racist?
Just something.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I don't like that about her now. You can't go back. He's stuck there with her.
Like that.
I really hate those people. And then he's just stuck there with her. He's like, geez, man.
What do you mean, you people?
Why couldn't I have gone to Hades planet and just fought forever?
He could fight forever there if he really wanted to.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. He could just be like, you know what? This planet sucks. I'm going to start fighting everybody until the agency comes and gets me out of here.
Just probably pretty quickly.
Yeah, probably. So he straps a bomb to himself. He's like, I'm going to end it all. Would they come and be like, hey, man, you can't do that?
I think they would try. I don't know. How closely are they watching him?
They have to have somebody in that universe watching him.
Yeah. 24/7?
They'd have to. What if he gets hit by a car? So,
but clearly they're not thinking about things, and they wouldn't have put him here at all.
But they're also definitely not watching him because he doesn't go where they think he's going.
Yeah, right.
Although we don't see what happens 10 minutes later. He could leave the vet and get picked up and be like, sorry, we sent you to the wrong place. You got to go back and be in prison and fight for your life in regular prison in your timeline. But do you guys have any more on the one? All right. Well, let's take one break. And we'll be back with a game right after this.
I am Yulaw! I'm nobody's bitch! You are mine!
Yeah, I mean, she was good to go with Destro. Spoilers if you haven't watched Night Country. Like, what? I don't need Destro's O face, by the way. What's happening? Doctor Who is just giving it to Clarice.
Yeah.
Like Chianti and Fava Bean. But we're back from that break. How are you guys liking Night Country? You're loving it too, right? But you guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, I heard you, hot shot. What? I said hot shot.
We're rejoined by our producer.
Game on again. Good guys, very much. All right, we've played some multiple choice games recently. We played a fantastic round of Game That Name with Steven Seagal, which you should be hearing in a bonus drop coming out sometime around now. We've played a whole bunch of basic multiple choice quizzes. I wanted to bring something back that we haven't done in a little while. You may recall when we played Blade Blade or Blades. You may recall when we played The Edge, or Edge. Today, we are going to play a little game called The One, The One, or A One.
So it's you like the Metallica question. Version, the Creed version, and the U2 version?
I'm going to ask you guys a real basic question, and you're going to tell me which of these ones was the one for this one. Okay? Everybody's going up against each other. Rob, if you can help me keep score. Again, this time there are technically three answers. So somebody should be getting, at least one of you should be getting each of these right. So if you guys.
Okay. Have,
oh, and of course, the one, I would be referring to Mr. Anderson, Neo of the Matrix. The one would be either Friendly or Jet Lebel, as you guys started calling them. Or a one would just be some other one. Okay. All right. Let's hit that game show music. And up first, can dodge bullets.
Well, but both with more than one.
Yeah, more than one.
Like both Keanu and Jet Li ones.
Yeah. I mean, Christian Bale can in Equilibrium as well. Is he one? So it's all three?
All of them. All of the above? No, wait. Is he actually dodging bullets or is he just deflecting them?
He knows the math. He dodges.
Yeah, you're right.
He knows the
math. Yeah, I would say all three answers.
That really even a dodge, though? He just knows where they're not going to be and is standing there. It's not
so
even
he's
on
not width. There. He's not there.
Oh, okay. It's at least two answers, though. It's at least the first two.
A dodgeball was going and you moved out of the way. Are you not dodging the ball?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one to you.
Where's the blade?
Technically, it was going to be the one and not the one, because if you will recall, Neo actually gets hit by the bullet.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets?
He doesn't totally dodge
one. It's one of like 20 bullets.
A million. Sure.
But Jet Li does not get.
Jet Li deflects one with a.
Well, but he also dodges other ones.
Yeah, he deflects one and dodges one.
But Jet Li gets shot in the chest one time during this movie. I mean, his vest catches it. So he doesn't bleed? Does he win more with that?
All right. Next up, gets you here.
Gets you here.
Gets you here.
Gets you here. Gets you here. Rob, say it too. If you say it, you might.
What?
Yeah, here you go. The one. Gently the one.
Gotta go with the other one.
I'll go with whatever one you guys pick.
Wait. We've got the one. Ryan's got the one. And Rob's got the one.
All right.
There you go.
Rob is correct. Rob gets this one because it was not just a one, but it was A1 steak sauce.
It gets you here. And it gets you right here.
Oh. It gets you right here.
It does. Yeah, it does. I love A1 steak sauce.
Excellent work, Rob. Way to play the odds.
He didn't even know what to do.
I had no idea. Yeah, I'll take it. All right, whatever.
Next up, you've never seen anyone move this fast.
The
one. The one. Yeah.
Well, you know, I still want to say it's like both of them, but I'm going to say the one just to be different.
That's true. He does run 50 miles per hour at one point during this movie.
I've seen him move that fast.
Yes, the answer was the one, but technically he does run pretty fast. He's running at that top speed.
Maybe Trendy had seen people run 50 miles an hour before.
Right. As we had noticed, as we had talked about before. Correct. All right. So you guys all get that free point. Next up, kills those like him and absorbs their power.
Well, it could be A1, the Highlander, right?
Oh, another double. This movie has too many similarities. Let's see.
In Tron, when Flynn drops down and kills that one program and goes red, is he absorbing that program's power?
Doesn't really.
Just his color.
Just his color, but okay. All right.
Did they ever make mention of him being stronger?
He kind of just runs around him for a while after that and then almost falls off a bridge.
So I'm going
to
say
Tron immediately pushes the. Yeah, okay. It's another absorption power thing.
You took it in a direction I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
I have a habit of that.
So, I mean, I definitely think the one, but also A1.
All
right. I was specifically looking for A1, and I was, in fact, thinking of Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
Oh,
I thought I might be able to swerve you guys, but you guys all got it.
There can be only one.
So I will give it. All right.
There's got to be some horror movie as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
The Thing? Is The Thing getting more powerful when it's absorbing people and copying people?
Maybe just gathering mass. I'm not sure it's actually getting stronger or anything. Not in the same way that the quickening is happening.
Yeah, no.
All right, next up. Can't remember anything.
Neo can't remember anything because he's in the Matrix, right? Well, but he didn't really know. He was just unlocked.
Well, no, Neo remembered what he knew from being in the Matrix, right? He wasn't. It was just all fake. Yeah. It was just all fake bullshit.
Well,
still had that.
Or he doesn't remember all the stuff from before, right? When we watched.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That is a good call, Ryan. He doesn't remember from part four. And look at E trying to trick us. It's definitely the one.
Right. There's probably an A1, though, too, that I'm not thinking.
Oh, yeah. Just to cover bases.
All right. Apparently, everyone gets points again. Now, I was going to specifically be looking for A1 in that it is. You can't remember anything, and you can't tell if this is true or dream, and it was a reference to Metallica. And it was one. But I will give it to everyone again. All right, next up. Undeniable and unbelievable.
I tell you. What's the EDF? You're unbelievable, right? That's it. That's the answer. That's the A1.
Unbelievable. I don't know what this one is. Gotta be A1. I don't.
Yeah, it's gotta be A1 something.
Yeah, but I gotta figure out how to get
there.
Are we going with A1?
Well, I think we all should go with a different one because obviously.
Yeah, I'll go with the one.
I'll go with the one and Rob will go with
A1. Oh, all right. You'll give me A1? Okay.
A1, you're gonna have it. I'm just saying, I think A1's probably the safe choice for you there.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
Well, you guys have chosen wisely for Rob, and Rob gets this one. You see, because undeniable and unbelievable. It's undeniable that we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. Brian McKnight's back at one. You're unbelievable. It is A1.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
All right, next up. Come on, you apes. Do you want to live forever?
It's A1. Yeah. Check out our back catalog for Starship Troopers.
Does anyone know why?
Yeah, but why is it a one? Yeah.
I will give you the point, but does anyone know why? I think
he's got one
Bam
rule.
Is probably the only one who actually might know this.
Well, I'm gonna say because it's a Rychek's Roughnecks, and he was a Highlander in Highlander 2.
They sucked his brains out.
It is because in the book, he's not Johnny Rico. He's Juan Rico. He is a one.
He's Juan.
Oh.
Because he's a Filipino soldier. From that area. They changed everybody. And remember, we said that they sort of whitewashed him. And then it sort of makes sense in the movie how that happened. But yes, he is actually Juan Rico. And then in closing, fights using both Xing Yi and Bagua Zhang.
The one. Thank God we brought somebody in to talk to us.
Now you know, right? Because otherwise there would have been no way. What could it have been? But you're right. It is absolutely the one.
I will be the one.
Excellent work, good guys. And I think just by default, because you guys forced Rob to pick A1 a couple of times.
I think we let Rob win another game.
Yeah.
Good work, Rob.
Rob is no one's bitch.
Thanks for playing, good guys. And this time, Rob, a winner is you.
Thank you. Co is G, Co is B for the one. I remember the trailers. I know I've seen it. Watching this movie, I had a long discussion with my wife that, no, we're not watching Romeo Must Die right now. She went through the same Jet Li wormhole where I think most people our age watch every Jet Li movie that came out for a 8-year window. Rewatching this movie, I loved it. I had fun with figuring out the wormhole stuff and the time travel stuff. The action's great. The fighting's fun. The end fight is great. And then the cliffhanger Mortal Kombat planet, awesome. I want more. Easy, Co is G. Rob, what did you think of the one?
So I had a pretty good time watching this movie. I mean, yeah, there was some, you know, I think we mentioned there's some problematic parts. I mean, the multiverse being extremely small, but, you know, but overall, yeah, it was fun. I definitely enjoyed the fighting. The multiverse agents were just okay. Their weapons were, whatever. They're fine. Passable. But yeah, the like I said, the fighting was cool. I liked the wire work and all that. The effects could have been a little better, but it's 20 plus years ago or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. But yeah, overall, I think it was a fun time. I didn't expect it to actually be as good, as enjoyable as I thought. I thought it might not go, but I enjoyed it. I'd say it's a good time. Co is G.
All right. There you have it. Ryan, what did you think of Da One?
I think I laid it out. There's a lot of things that I necessarily love. In the beginning of this movie, to be honest, I wasn't feeling it.
Is that when we got the text from you?
Yeah, probably about 20 minutes in. You know, it takes a little while to get going because you got the bodies hitting the floor. You've got
great.
You know, like got the cheesy multiverse agents and they're like glued together pieces on these guns and then they're kind of worthless. You've got a ventilation duct shooting scene. You know, there's like. The opening of this movie, it starts a little slow. It takes a little while. But as I started going through, and I told you, I think they tried to do the major stuff. It didn't work as well. I was trying to do like Rob, put myself back there and say, this is pretty good for the time. But I was like, it doesn't look as good as other stuff from the time. But then I started to appreciate it a little bit more as it was getting, as action between them fighting, you know, the evil and the good fighting. And I, you know, I had a good time with it. I thought the fighting scene was doing it. I think what really sold me in the end was that spark scene, because I was like, that is really cool. Like, you know, that's almost
a great shot.
And then honestly, he's just sending that one video really just to show us where Jay Hee-Kwon hanging out in the background. I watched that whole 20-minute video and appreciated a lot more of the work they put in, and then kind of rewatched some of the scenes with that in mind, and it helped. I don't know if I would have had the same reaction, so I'm going to give it the G if I hadn't have had that video to go through. But I enjoyed it enough. It's a cozy.
All right, well, there you have it. Of course the one is. Come on. It's still good. Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about the one. Rob? Where can the good people find us?
We are CozyG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review in every multiverse you can access. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend or your doppelganger. Tell them we're nobody's bitch. It's all for the greater good.
For the greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. But as we always say on the Co is G, we're already dead. We're robot jocks. I have no idea if that's the inflection the guy uses, because I haven't seen the movie.
Boat.
The fuck? Sorry. That's not it.
It always. You know,
Ooh, ah.